Many, many blessings and welcome to Superhero Mentors. Superhero Mentors. So this is really the master's level, the final phase of being a superhero, is that you take all the powers that you have gained through becoming a superhero and you serve others. You serve others because the ultimate end result of someone who has attained something is that they can then go forth and be of service to others. And that's what this is all about. So in this audio, you're going to learn about what is mentoring, why be a mentor. You're also going to learn who is this for and who is this not for, because superhero mentoring isn't for everyone. So make sure that you are actually ready for this. You're going to learn what does a mentor do, what does a mentor not do, which is actually just as important. How does the mentoring work? You're also going to learn what to do if a newcomer isn't responsive to you or is all over the place. You're going to learn how to be, whether you should be proactive or passive, what's the best method of mentoring. You're going to learn what to do if the person becomes too attached or needy. You're also going to know who is a good person to work with, who is not a good person to work with, because not everyone is appropriate to work with. You're going to learn whether or not you should advise about money, career, and other matters, whether you should lend money or not, what are the signs of good mentorship, what are the signs of poor mentoring, and lots of other things as well. So by the end of this audio, you'll have a pretty solid idea about how to do superhero mentoring. So enjoy this, take notes, and if you're excited at the end, you can get started. So Superhero Mentors is where you can mentor some of the other superheroes who are new and help them through their journey, because being a mentor is extremely powerful for you and for them. So let's just talk about this. Why is it beneficial to be a mentor? Well, first of all, once you start helping others, you realize how deeply, deeply blessed you are, how far you have come, and how many personal upgrades you've made in your own life. Because a lot of the time we do all this work on ourselves, we may not actually realize that we have grown so much. But then when you are helping someone, sharing with someone, you kind of get this sense that actually, yeah, I've come a long, long, long way. So you kind of have this experience that you've shifted a lot and you're in a beautiful place to serve others. So just having that feeling makes a massive difference. Because even if you have problems of your own, which I'm sure you do, we all have stuff that we're working on, which is fair enough, but you have reached a point where you can serve someone else in a powerful way, even though you have some of your own issues. So the first thing is that you have this sense of experiencing your own personal upgrades. You also have a sense of giving back, a sense of sharing and giving back. And giving back is a beautiful feeling because it makes us feel rich. It makes us feel like we're contributing something back. Because when we change, then naturally we want to help others. You know, it's just a consequence that when you feel rich, when you feel you have a lot and you've gained a lot, you want to give back to others. And that sense of giving back brings a lot of joy, because when we give, we feel great. You know, giving actually is what makes us happy. Giving from the heart brings happiness. So the secret to happiness in life, lo and behold, is give in a deep way from within ourselves. Not give so we feel drained, but give from a place that brings us joy. So giving back shifts things. Another thing, a great thing about mentoring, is it keeps you on the program. It keeps you staying on track, because it's very easy in life to get spun out about things if we're not careful. And when we mentor others, we're put in a position where we have to help people. And if we have to help them, then we have to get our shit together, basically. So being a mentor, make sure you stay on the program, because if someone's asking you, I've got this problem, I've got this problem, I need to know what to do, I'm not sure what to do, you have to be in a position to share with them and help them. And you can't do that if you're all over the place. So while we might have problems in our own life, which is fair enough, mentoring helps you raise your own bar more than you would if you weren't doing it. So I think in many ways, teaching and mentoring is like a safety mechanism to stop us from falling down too far. very, very powerful thing. So mentoring can save your ass in a good way, you know. And so in the 12-step programs, with Alcoholics Anonymous, NA and all these things, they have sponsors, which are sort of like mentors. And it's an honor to be a sponsor, to be a mentor. And it helps the person doing it as much as it helps everyone else. It's a really, really powerful thing for anyone to do. So you also get focus, because as you help someone else, you have to kind of develop your focusing power, your ability to zoom in on what's going on and help yourself get the focusing power and then help them focus. So it really kind of makes your mind more powerful. It develops your powers of focusing, of being able to show up and serve others, of understanding and remembering things. When you have to help other people, you have to learn at a higher level as well, because if you don't learn, you can't teach, you can't share. You also have a lot of joy in helping others succeed, yeah, because just seeing people succeed brings a lot of joy. It always brings me a lot of joy when I see the people we're working with get results in their life, because it's like, oh, thank God. I actually feel relief. I feel genuine relief when people experience breakthroughs in their life. I receive a lot of relief. Because when someone changes their life, then the world is now a better place. And the world being a better place is absolutely wonderful. So you kind of feel that kind of, yes, this is great. You know, every time I hear someone making a shift, I wouldn't say I feel joy, but I feel relief, a sense of peace, a sense that this is now a safer world to be in and things have changed. And it's like, like as that negativity is released from someone else, we all feel better because we're all connected to each other. And of course, you get to share your wisdom, realize how wise and what a great soul you are, because all this stuff you've been learning all goes in and now it can be available to others, which is powerful, powerful stuff. So who is this for? Superhero mentors, not for everyone. This is for people who've completed superhero training and experienced changes in their life. This is for you if you're currently going through the 9 stages and deepening your understanding and experience of the program. So you've already gone through it once and you're currently going through it again. Because remember, superhero training isn't something that you learn once. It's not like reading a book and putting it on the shelf. It's about going deep into it again and again. This is for you if you want to support others in their progress, you're ready to give back, and you have time to connect. Yeah, because being a mentor requires time and energy. Yeah, because people need to talk to you. You're going to talk to them. So there's really no point in doing this if you haven't got any time. If you're like, I have half an hour once every 3 months, it's not going to work. You probably need at least an hour a week, maybe more, depending on how many people you're mentoring. So as long as you have time and energy for it, then it's great. If you don't, then you probably won't want to do this. It's not a good idea. All right, so let's talk about the purpose of being a mentor and what you're actually going to be doing as a mentor. What does a mentor do? The main purpose of mentorship is to help a new member of superhero training to study and apply the superhero training so they experience breakthroughs. Yeah, because if someone doesn't study, doesn't learn, then of course nothing has gone in. And if they don't apply, they don't use it, then of course that's not very helpful either. So you're here to help them study and apply what they learn. So you encourage them to study it. A mentor also shares relevant insights based on the superhero training that helps the newcomer to make breakthroughs and gain a deeper understanding of the 9 stages. So if someone asks you questions, you can explain based on superhero training why it might be helpful. What we don't want you to do is to tell them all sorts of things from all these other books and all these other courses. I mean, you can if relevant, but we don't want to get off track, because superhero training has so much powerful material that will change your life if it's used. So it's important to help them with that, because you've studied it, you know a lot of stuff, and you can help them move things along nicely. Mentors also share stories. Stories. Your stories perhaps are one of the most powerful things, because by you sharing your own stories, your own experience, that massively helps people move forward in their life. So sharing relevant stories is going to make a big upgrade, as long as your stories, of course, are relevant to them and they help the person you're talking to. Mentors also help newcomers keep moving forward in their lives and in their work. One of the most important things is just don't give up. Just don't give up. Because if you give up, then you know, you're done. Do you know what I mean? So even if someone's making mistakes, having some challenges, which is fair enough, if they keep moving forward, they're going to keep moving forward. But if they say, oh, I, you know, it's hard, I can't be bothered, I screwed this thing up yesterday, or I screwed this thing up today, so there's no point, then they're trapped. You see what I mean? So you're going to have to help them move forward. Just take the next step, take the next step, take the next step. Mentors encourage them to keep moving forward and give unconditional love to the newcomer. So this is really important. If someone does something that's all over the place, which probably is going to happen, you want to make sure you're not critical and negative and judgmental towards them. You are supportive and loving. You know, I mean, I talk to loads of people all the time, and I see people struggling and having challenges, and you know, if I was to judge and complain about them doing that, then of course that wouldn't help. So you have to sort of hold a really high space of unconditional love and let them know that it's okay. You know, everyone has a hard time. Everyone does stuff that's a bit strange. But it's okay. Just keep moving forward. So whenever someone is going through a tough time, you want to make sure that you have extra love and extra blessings for them, and not instead of damning them and giving them condemnation. You want to be extra loving. Really, really, really important. Mentors point the superheroes back to the practice and the study. Practice and study. So your main thing is to say, look, are you doing your daily practices? Get back on them. You know, have you been studying recently? Get back on the study. Because you're obviously not going to do anything for them, but you can point them back to themselves so they focus and they study. This is really, 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 really important thing to do. Point them back to the practice, because the practice creates breakthroughs. So again and again and again, no matter what the problem is, keep pointing them back to the practice again and again and again. So when you're talking to the person you're helping, you're here to help them with stories, with pointing them back to the practice, with giving them any relevant advice that they might need if they ask for it, and just helping them to go through the superhero training more and more and more. So this is not about adding all these extra things. It's helping them go through what's already there and helping them continue to make breakthroughs. What is mentorship not about? This is very, very important. We've talked about what it is about. What is it not about? Mentors do not impose their personal views on the newcomer. Yeah, this is a big deal, and you have to consciously be aware of this. So you're not here to impose your views. So you might have political views. You might have personal opinions about this, that, and the other. That's not what you're here to do. You're not here to tell them what you think about this and that. You're here to help them go through the program and change their life. So watch out for that one, because we're not here to try and get everyone to believe in what we're here to do. We're creating a situation where they go deeper in the program that they're on. Mentors never give advice about anything unless asked. Yeah. So oftentimes they are going to ask you, but let them ask you. Or if they're not sure, you could say, would you like me to give you some advice on that? You can ask them if they want to hear it. So you're not here to tell them, get on the phone and say, you should do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this straight away. You're here to listen, primarily listen, and point them back to the program. And if they ask a question, then of course you can help them. But mentors are not here to thrust their advice upon anyone or demand compliance. This is very important, yeah? So you're not here to say, you should do this, this, and this, and if you don't do it, then you know, there's something wrong with you. And if you talk to them again and you say, did you do that thing I told you to do? No, I didn't. Or you should have done it. Do you see what I mean? It's not about holding people accountable, making sure they do things, unless they want that. Do you see what I mean? So it's very important that you're not here kind of creating your own version of things and getting them to do all this stuff. You're here just to point them back to the program. Mentors quickly admit that I don't know about anything that they are not an expert in or confused about. So if someone asks you a question about something and you don't know, then just say, I don't know. I really don't know. If people ask me questions about things that I don't know, I don't pretend I'm an expert in all areas about all things. I just say, I have no idea. I really don't know. Do you know what I mean? So just be humble about it. Don't worry. They don't expect you to know everything, so it's okay if you don't know. But just tell them, I don't know. No idea, you know. And help them with things that you do know about. And mentors don't get involved with intimate relationships with the newcomer. Yeah, it can be easy for that to happen. Yeah, because, you know, men, women, or, you know, relationship attraction of some kind. If, you know, it can happen, yeah, it can happen. We've seen it happen before, it can happen again. So we want to avoid that. So if you find yourself getting into an intimate relationship with somebody, then you want to put an end to it pretty swiftly and be honest about it. Or if you want to have a relationship with them, fair enough, but don't be a mentor to them. Do you see what I mean? So as soon as you start finding yourself in a mentorship, but with romance, then it's probably one of the two has to end. So you have to ask yourself, is this really appropriate, a good idea for you to be in an intimate relationship with this person? If it is, and you really feel it, then fair enough. But then your mentorship basically has ended. But we're encouraging you not to do that. We're encouraging you just to not even consider that in the first place. So as you're going into this, you are going into it with the perspective that you're not here to get in a relationship. You're here to be of service to somebody. And, you know, if it's a problem, you can just let us know and say, you know, I realize this has gone a little bit too far. And, you know, find them a different mentor. Do you know what I mean? Like, do yourself a favor, do them a favor, and just get out of the situation. Yeah. And if you know, this sort of thing does happen. So, you know, if it happens to you, then don't be guilty about it. Just be aware of this in advance and understand these sort of things can happen. Ideally, you're paired up with someone where that's not likely to happen anyway. Do you know what I mean? So it's best if it's someone who you're, the chances of you having that relationship are not there to begin with, then it takes a lot of the pressure off everyone. You can just focus on being of service to them. And also the last thing is, mentors are not here to get the superheroes off track with a long list of books and courses and programs for the newcomer to study. Like we said before, superhero training has huge amounts of information and huge amounts of bonuses, right? So last thing we want is to say, oh, you should read this book by this person and study this course over here and study this thing over here. We know for sure that people who've studied superhero training get massive results as it is. So don't get them to do other stuff, because if you do, then they're not going to study superhero training. Do you see what I mean? And they're not going to take advantage of it. And remember, it's easy to get off track studying this and that and the other and jumping from book to book. It's easier to do that, but it's more powerful to focus on one thing until it's completely finished. So we're going to encourage you to make sure that you stick with superhero training curriculum. And if you haven't studied superhero training curriculum yourself, then you probably shouldn't be a mentor. You want to go back and study it properly first, and then you're going to be a better mentor for others. So how does this work, the mentoring? How does the mentoring work? What is the situation, the kind of format, if you like, for mentoring? So mentoring is basically one-on-one between you and one of the other members of the program who's probably just started or has started recently or needs help. And you mentor the new member one-on-one and help them with your wisdom and support on a regular basis to apply and practice the superhero training, the 9 stages of freedom. You can meet weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, daily, or just as an as-needed basis. So you can meet whichever way is most effective. Probably weekly is good, or maybe twice a month, but you know, you don't want to commit to anything you can't show up for, and you also want to just think about what's actually going to be of the greatest service, and it might change. So you might start off meeting once a week, and then you meet once every 2 weeks, and then you meet as needed. Do you see what I mean? Or it might be someone needs help like every day for a week just to help them start a new practice or something, and then you meet once a week and then once every 2 weeks or something. So you just talk to them and find out what they think is going to be best. I would suggest starting once a week is a good time to begin with, because that's easy to do, and you just make a time and it's, you know, simple. Remember that the calls, when you talk to them, the calls are all about them and their progress. The calls are not about you and your progress. They're about them and their progress. So it's very important that the whole point of this is all about them. It's kind of like coaching, you know. If you have coaching clients, mentoring clients, you don't talk about yourself the whole call, you know. If someone asks you how you're doing, you can tell them. But mentoring is focused on them. So you can find out how is it going, what's going on. You can answer their questions, you know. So you say, how are you doing? What do you need help with? What's new and different? And you can ask them how you can be of service to them. Or they might just share what they're doing. You know, sometimes just having someone who's listening, oftentimes just you listening to someone and having you reflect back what they're experiencing is really powerful. So it could be that the person you're mentoring, you say, what did you do this week? And they say, I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and I had this challenge, and I had this challenge. And you say to them, so you had this challenge and that challenge, and you did this and that. Is that right? And they say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And even though that sounds simple, you just listened to them and told them back what they said, reflected back. That's really powerful, because most people don't feel that they're heard. They don't feel like they exist. Because when we don't have someone reflect back to us what we're going through, it's almost like we're not being validated. We're not really even here on some level. So just understand the power of listening. You may not give any advice at all, but you just listen with your heart and you help someone change their life. Because just having you to talk to, having someone who shares with you, just the fact that they can talk about what they're going through is a massive upgrade. A lot of people don't have anyone in their life physically around them who they can talk to openly about what they're going through. No one. So they're kind of like bursting on the inside and feel like they're kind of going crazy. When they share it, it just all comes out and it's all good. So just listening to them is a very powerful thing. So you can answer their questions and share your experience if they have anything they need. If you don't know the answers to their questions or you're not sure, just tell them honestly that you don't know and point them back to the lessons and the live calls on superhero training. So if you don't know something, then just say, I don't know, I'm sorry, but superhero training's got loads of good stuff. Why don't you study these things or ask a question? So the call, you know, often goes, you know, around an hour or less. It could be half an hour, it could be 20 minutes, but, you know, somewhere between half an hour and an hour is normally about right. You just, how's it going? What's going on? What are you doing? How's the program? Have you been studying? So you're mainly interested in how are they studying the program and how is their life getting better? So what have you studied? What have you learned? How is your life getting better? And then if they have any questions, then you can answer them. And if you want to, you can say, you know, what are you planning on doing next week? And you can just find out what their focus is. And that's just a simple call structure. So you find out how they're doing, what they're studying. Then you can take any questions if they have any. And then you can find out where their focus is in the next week or between now when you talk to them next. And then you can keep serving them that way. So it's a very, you know, it's informal but fairly structured and easy to do. So what happens if the newcomer isn't responsive? Yeah, what happens if you're, you know, talking to them or having sessions and they're not showing up and they're never around and they're spacing out all the time? What are you going to do about that? Because that sort of thing does happen. Yeah, so what are you going to do about it? Well, there's a few ways of managing that. I suggest, first of all, giving them a few chances to show up. So if someone misses a call or if they are not answering your emails, yeah, that's a bit disrespectful, really, but it might not be their fault. Sometimes people have crazy accidents or there's a time change or there's some problem happened or they thought it was something else. So I suggest, first of all, you don't get upset, yeah, because I've done loads of coaching and I've had people space out on me from time to time. And I initially thought, what the hell, you know, it's such a disrespectful thing. But nowadays, I take the attitude, it's probably fine and no point getting upset. A lot of the time, people just had crazy stuff going on, or they got in an accident, or someone had to go to a hospital, or something. Yeah, so don't jump to conclusions that they just don't care about you. Chances are something else happened. So give them a chance to show up. You can email them again or phone them up and just respectfully find out what it is. And frankly, if they're not really willing to connect and get mentoring, then respectfully and lovingly, you can step away from them and point them back to the training. So this means, like, let's say, for example, you are connecting with them, but they just don't seem to be doing anything relevant and they seem to not be taking it seriously, and it seems like there's really not a great deal of point in you talking to them. If you talk to someone and every week is same thing, doesn't look like anything's changing, then it's probably a good idea to just say, you know, I don't think this is working out very well, so we'll find you a different mentor, or maybe you just study the program for the time being. So feel free, if it seems like it's a waste of time, just to let it go and point them back. They might be better off with another mentor, or perhaps they're just not ready to have support. Yeah, some people just aren't ready. So they might think they're ready, but it turns out that actually they're not really ready at all. Should a mentor be passive or proactive? How involved is best? This is a good question, yeah? How involved should you be? Is there a best approach to mentoring? Well, there isn't really one approach. It all depends on the relationships with the person. So each person, each mentor has a different style. Some mentors are very strict and won't take their time unless the person they're helping is willing to give it 1,000%. Yeah? And this works well for some people, but not for others. So, you know, if you're the kind of person that's like, look, if you want mentoring, then, you know, this is, you're going to need to take this seriously and show up and, like, I want to, you know, take the program seriously and I want to see some change, that's fair enough. If you have that attitude that there's no point talking to you unless they're going to be doing the work, because the superhero training is about doing the practice. And if they're not going to do the practice and they just want to chit chat and you're not interested in that, fair enough. You tell them that straight up. And that's a good fit for some people. I know some superhero mentors, they're hardcore. They're like, look, if you're not willing to actually practice and study and do things, there's no point. That's fair enough, you know. Other mentors are more loving. They're more like, you know, I'm just here for you. If you need to talk, it's all good, you know. But you're just like totally detached in a good way, you know, just like, you know, I'm here for you if you need help, but you're not getting that involved and you don't expect them to do anything. That's also a good approach for some people. So everyone has their own style, if you like. It's also worth trying different mentoring and different types of mentoring and being willing to change. So it might be that someone needs you to be a bit more strict, hold them accountable. They might say, please hold me accountable every week. They ask you to hold them accountable to, it might be that you're their accountability person. And so they say, I'm going to do this thing every day and I'll send you an email or something. And you have to hold them accountable. That can be really, really useful in some cases. But in other cases, it won't. So what I'm saying here is be flexible and be willing to whatever gets results. Your job as a mentor is to be of the greatest support you can. And that means changing your style if necessary, or even handing them on to someone else if you're not the right style for them. Yeah, so if it's just not a good fit, then that's fair enough. You can just shift it along and work with someone else. The main thing is it working? If the newcomer is moving forward in their understanding and experience, if you see they're making progress, then that's great. If they're consistently not making progress, then probably time to change your style a little bit. Or you can reach out to us and ask some help if you're confused. So in essence, there's no one way to do this. And it's really about finding the best fit to help someone move forward. And if it's not working, then change it or find someone else. Now, what happens if the person becomes too attached and needy? Because some people are going to get attached and needy. That's just how it is. If weird codependencies or weird neediness arises, then it's wise to gently and firmly move away and point them back to the training and the live calls. Do you know what I mean? So if someone's like, they're not studying the program and they're always after you all the time, it could be a nice ego trip to be wanted and needed, but like it becomes dysfunctional and needy, and it's disempowering. So if they're texting you and phoning you every 5 minutes and like, oh, I need this, and I need that, I want to talk to you, that can be okay for a little period maybe, but not as a going on and on and on and on, on. If that's the case, point them back to the program or even go into something else, because we don't want to end up in some weird relationship. So if you feel things are becoming an intimate relationship or they're becoming dysfunctional, either change it or do something about it. Yeah, so basically just notice if these things are happening and then shift it. So another question is, is it okay for mentors to work with anyone at all? You know, is there a perfect match, or is it fine to work with anyone? We've found that it's wise to avoid the mentorship turning into a sexual relationship for many reasons. So it's best to work with people who you're not attracted to or likely to involve into an intimate relationship. If you feel things are going that way, then end the mentorship. Yeah, because that's not what it's about. And quite frankly, as I'm sure you're aware, when you're in a relationship with somebody, most of the time they're not going to listen to you. They can't take you seriously because they're interested in you. They're not interested in what you're trying to help them with. Do you know what I mean? So even though that's kind of a hard thing to come to terms with, that's just how it is. It's the same thing with friends and family. You know, it's not a sexual relationship, but friends and family, you can't take them seriously either. Do you see what I mean? So mentors, it's best if the mentorship's not the same sort of thing as friends and family, because it's friends and family and intimate relationships generally can't do any mentorship. So another question, should a mentor advise about money, career, and other matters? Yeah, are you here to help them with money, career, and anything other than the training? Mentors are here to help the newcomer to follow and practice the Subiro training, the 9 steps of freedom. They are not here to advise on other areas that may affect the newcomer's life. So it's wise to avoid meddling in other things apart from the training, and point them back to self-reliance and reflective practices to help them make their own decisions. So in other words, it's best not to give them advice on should I do this, because they might come to you and say, do you think I should move house? Do you think I should have this relationship with this person? Do you think I should invest in this stock? Do you think I should like spend money on this thing? Don't give them advice. Say, I'm not here to tell you to do that. You have to think about it for yourself. You can ask them, what do you feel? What do you think? What feels right to you? So you can point them back to themselves but don't give them advice. Because if you give someone advice and you say, yeah, you should buy that car, yeah, you should invest in that stock, yeah, you should be in that relationship, yeah, I think you should do that thing, yeah, you should move to Costa Rica or something. If you tell them all these things, and then it's a problem, yeah, then it's on your head, isn't it? Then it's your problem. And then that becomes a problem for you, becomes a problem for them, becomes a problem for superhero training. So don't get involved in anything else, and don't meddle with them. Don't mess with them. You know, so don't, no point getting on the call saying, what about this? What about this? I think you should do this. I think you should move house. I think you should do all these things. That's not what it's about. You're here to help them with what they need help with, and not answer their questions, but point them back to themselves, point them back to the program, point them back to self-reflection. Should a mentor lend or borrow money from the newcomer? No, don't borrow money, don't lend money, keep away from money, okay? So if the newcomer's like, can you lend me $1,000 because I can do this thing, or, you know, I've got all this extra cash, do you need to borrow any? No, 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 don't get involved with money with people at all, keep it out of it. So what are the signs of good mentorship? Well, first of all, the newcomer experiences positive shifts as a result of studying and applying the training. So if they are studying and applying the training and getting results, then you did a great job. The newcomer will also feel supported and cared about and is more able to keep moving forward. So if they're still moving forward and they're getting results and feeling like their life is getting better, then that's a great, great, great thing. The newcomer will feel inspired to mentor others when the time is right. So if you are a good mentor, they will want to be a good mentor for others as well. You'll set a good role. They'll think to themselves, I would love to do what you're doing when I'm ready. Yeah, so they will become a mentor if you're a good mentor. And another sign of good mentorship is that the mentor goes to a higher level in their own practice and goes deeper in the training. So if your personal experiences and your personal life gets better and better, that's a really, really good sign that you're doing a great mentorship. What are some signs of poor mentoring? Poor mentoring, bad mentoring, the newcomer feels burdened and pressured by the mentor. Yeah, if they're feeling pressured, that's not a good sign, yeah? Because that's not what it's about. They shouldn't feel stressed out about you being in their life. If the newcomer abandons the training, that's a bad sign, because obviously something went wrong. If the mentorship turns into codependency, that's not a good idea. If the mentorship causes harm to the newcomer's life, then we are up to some problems there. If the mentor creates problems in the training, that's no good. So if we start hearing weird things going on in the training, they're complaining about you or you're complaining about them, and it affects the training, then that's clearly not the very good mentoring. If the mentor creates some kind of issues where the newcomer is taken off track and ends up abandoning the training or doing something else without gaining the benefit of the training. So if they start doing the training and then they work with you and then they're all over the place, that's a very bad sign. Or if the mentor or the newcomer feel resentful about the relationship, if you feel pissed off about them or they feel pissed off about you, then that's a bad sign as well. Because good mentoring means that you and them both feel good about the situation. Or if you end up in an intimate relationship with them as well. So signs of good mentoring, again, is the newcomer keeps moving forward, feels great, is excited, they feel supported and cared about, they feel inspired to be a mentor, and you feel great as well. So this is going to make your life better, it's going to make their life better, it's going to make the world better. And it's just a beautiful thing, a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. So if you're incited to be of service, show up for others and, you know, really be a support, an anchor for someone to help them go to the next level, then let us know. You just email us and we will set you up with someone who is the right person for you. And if you have any problems with mentoring, you can email us and we'll help you to resolve that if needed. So much love and blessings. Thanks for being here. I'm very grateful for you. I'm excited to hear how your mentoring is going and the wonderful shifts and experiences that you go through. So sending you so much love, appreciation, and blessings. Many blessings and aloha.